Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
Well, maybe you've seen the new Michael movie, maybe you haven't, but we all know that Michael Jackson sang that song, ABC 123, and it's kind of the basics of what everybody learns when they're in school. So what does this even matter, Reyna? I want to retire one day. What are we talking about? Well, you have your pension, leg one, but you also get Social Security or the supplement, leg two. So that's one, two, three, because three is TSP. And we want to talk about leg two because from just one, leg one is pension. That's nice, but it's usually insufficient to live on in retirement. So that's why the government said, we're going to get you a second leg and supplement what the Social Security would be that you can't turn on yet because you're too young. So we already have ABC, but now we need one, two, three, baby you and me, girl, to go ahead and get a good monthly income together, equaling that conglomerate so we can have a great pension in retirement. But we want to know how it works. A lot of people say, I don't even understand this. What is the supplement? Why do I get it? Who am I? Why am I so special? Well, you are. You're a special. It's the FERS special supplement. That's what they call it. And it bridges the gap between retirement when somebody retires under age 62, but still eligible. So that's anybody who's MRA in 30 or age 60 and 20. What the heck is MRA? It's different for everyone, but it's usually going to be upper 56 or 57. So let's say 56 and a half, 56 and 8 months, 10 months, whatever. Or age 57. The majority of people are coming into now where 57 is going to be their minimum retirement age just because of how young everybody is now. And this was all designed back in the day to phase in. So if you're 60 with 20 years of service, then obviously you're under 62, but you're also eligible. So if you're eligible to retire with an immediate pension, then you will automatically start receiving the supplement. Why? Because you cannot receive Social Security until what age? 62 years old. Obviously, there's the caveat for disability. Anybody 2 years or more with Social Security disability, you get Social Security as well. But that's a totally different story, Reyna. So how long am I going to get the supplement? I'm going to get it until I could turn on Social Security. And what age was that? 62. So it's going to automatically stop paying us the moment we turn 62 years of age. So it's a pretty good little gig. Well, how much is it going to be? They determine how to calculate it with a formula. It's based on how much Social Security benefit you would have monthly at age 62. But your years of service determine it. And there's a magical little formula to give a percentage. So they divide by 40. So let's say I had 30 years of service divided by 40 is going to give me 75% of what my age 62 Social Security will be. So let's say if, my Social Security estimate says that my Social Security at age 62 is going to be $2,000. So I'm going to get 75% of that. So I'm going to get a $1,500 monthly supplement in addition to my pension from my federal or postal service, which is great. Good grief. That's another $1,500 a month until you turn 62, which we love. So you've got two sources of income, and that's great. And then a lot of people look at the numbers, and I do the math, and we take out all the deductions and the taxes and things like that, and we see what that monthly income is going to shake out to be. And remember, the top number looks nice. Bottom number looks pretty different. So they look at the bottom number, and they're like, Reyna, looks like I'm going to go get myself a brand new job. Word of the day is job. J-O-B. And what does that mean? You have to watch out what your JOB pays you if it is a W-2 or a 1099 income because there's an earnings test from Social Security. And that also applies to the supplement. So they say you can go work really hard, this year, 2026, the earnings income test or the earnings test is $24,480. For every $2 you exceed that, they will reduce your supplement by a dollar. And it's not just an annual number. There's a monthly number too. So people say, what do you mean monthly? What are you talking about? Well, essentially it's divided by 12. So if any one month you out earn that number, you can also have the same ramifications of a reduction. Who, you say, why do they do that? Well, think realtors. That's an easy way to make the comparison. I'm retired, but I've got my real estate license. And if I retire in September, then I've got October, November, December to make 24 grand in my head. I can sell a couple of houses, maybe one big old whopper, and my commission will be just under the threshold. So I'll still get all of my supplement. And then I get all this extra money as well. Can't, never could. They're onto our game. And that's why that monthly amount also exists. So you have to sort of think like a criminal. No, I'm just kidding. You have to think like somebody who wants to skirt the system to realize that other people have already tried to skirt it and we're coming late to the game. They've already made the plan for offsetting that and making the plan for that. So that's sort of a side note, but the income is important. A lot of people want to work in retirement, not because they need a job, but because they don't want to be bored, and they want to have a hobby. And that's fine. That's great. You just have to make the plan for success. What does not count toward that earnings test? Well, you can take money from DSP. That doesn't count. That's not earned income. I got to have a job. Remember, J-O-B is the word of the day. And that's W-2 or 1099. Taking money from TSP doth not affect our earnings test. Rental income, nope, doesn't affect it. That's not earned income. That's passive. If I sell stocks, if I have a Robinhood account or a, you know, pick one, all the different ones, what's the bull? E-Trade. I have all these different accounts, or my guy, my manager, my lady, whoever sold some stocks for me and I made, you know, 50 grand. You don't have to be like, oh no, I have gone over the earnings test. You didn't earn that money. You earned it, but you didn't earn it. It's not a 1099. It's not a W-2. It's capital gains. That does not count. So it's the same rule for Social Security. So this is a big reason you want to reach out to us. We understand these things. We know how to plan for these things. We can help you understand what you can and can't do. I can't tell you how many texts I get every week that says, hey, Raina, I'm getting the supplement, or I'm getting Social Security. I'm concerned because I want to sell my Ripple, or I want to sell some Doge, or I want to sell some, you know, stock in whatever company. I'm concerned. Nope, doesn't affect your earnings test. But that's when you're one of my people. So I would encourage you to become one of our people. Go and get scheduled with us, and we can have a meeting with you to go over your plans. And it may not just be one meeting, because we'll take you from soup to nuts, from planning to retirement, and then even into Medicare and RMDs. I look forward to meeting with you, whether it's me or my team. And let's get scheduled so we can make a plan and follow you for the rest of your life.
Thanks for listening to Raina Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Raina works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Raina directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.